You are listening to Amplify Your Success Podcast, episode 76. And today I've got a special guest who's going to reveal her secrets to creating an influential brand that attracts the most amazing clients. So let's get started.
Welcome to the Amplify Your Success Podcast. Hey, are you a thought leader, creative entrepreneur, or change maker and want to magnify your impact, boost influence while creating a financial abundance? Stay tuned for today's inspiring episode with your host, Melanie Benson.
Hello there, inspired entrepreneurs and business leaders. It's Melanie Benson here. I'm so excited for today's show. I find that talking to amazing people is one of my great passions in the world. And today's guest is one of those amazing people I have had so much fun talking to. And I have a community that's full of these amazing kinds of business leaders, experts, influencers, thought leaders, and entrepreneurs that want to create great impact and success. I want to join you to come join us in the Amplify Your Success community right now while it's free. There is something so magical about having connections with other movers and shakers. It literally can be the catalyst to help you achieve great things. Plus, we've got all kinds of exclusive access to resources and tools to help you build your business. So come on over to join us in AmplifyYourSuccessCommunity.com. It's totally free right now, or search us out on Facebook. So let's get into today's episode. I'm joined today by Christy Kiever, and we're going to be talking about how your brand and all the different ways in which you show up out there with your brand is actually positioning you as an influencer and ultimately is going to help you attract ideal clients. Now, let me just tell you a little bit about Christy. Christy is a brand and business strategist who helps create powerful brands for women on a mission to build an empire that has impact. Yay! She specializes in helping women who to stand out and stay out in a sea of sameness by creating smart strategies, engaging stories that attract a tribe, and a signature style that others can't help but take notice. Now, here's what I love. Christy is actually bringing to the table a lot of years' experience. She's been doing this for 20 years, building up brands and business building experience that she brings into this process. And her mission is to create clarity from the complicated. Boy, don't we all need that. And to empower women to be seen in a way that makes them shine like the star that they are. Christy, thanks so much for joining me today.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm excited to be here with you.
Let's make some stars happen, right?
Let's do it.
Yeah. Well, so a little bit of backstory. If you're ever wondering if social media works, it does. I happen to have a little like brand crush on this gal. She has put out some amazing stuff on Instagram. We'll make sure her Instagram profile is linked into the show page. And Christy, we can tell them about that later. But her Instagram page freaking rocks. She's got awesome, you know, visuals and showing examples and really creating engaged posts. So I've had this little Instagram brand crush on her for a while going, gosh, she's really good at this. And then I thought, why don't I have her on the podcast? She's so talented. So
I love that. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Thank you for sharing.
Well, you know, I actually love social media. I think it's a way in which we do express our brand. Mm-hmm. It's a way in which we get to give people an experience of us. And it actually takes some unique ways to stand out, like we're talking about today. And you know, a lot of stuff just gets, it's just noise. So I think you're really doing something special. So thank you
so much. Thank you.
Yeah. So why don't we just start by chatting a little bit about what you mean by a brand? Because I think sometimes that word, like coach, gets a little distorted. Mm-hmm. It means a lot of different things to a lot of different people. Tell me what that means in the work you're doing with your clients.
Yeah, and that's really such an important question because step number one is really understanding what that actually means and how powerful it can be for you in your mission to do what you're put on this earth to do, right? And so what it really means to be and have a brand is really to know how to really tap into your essence, the power of you. It's everything from how you talk about yourself and the things that you do, how well you know your audience, how clear you are in, you know, making a stand and putting your stake in the ground and say, this is who I am. This is what I do. This is how I do it. And you show up with, you know, wholeheartedly in that power presence to say, I walk my walk. I talk my talk. I have the right positioning and the presence and the packaging and everything that goes with it. Like, you are your brand.
Yes. I love that. And, you know, just if we're getting into some of the practical elements, are there some components, some specifics like our website or our logo that you think are really important for us to, you know, make sure it's cohesive as we're doing this dance of figuring out who we are through our brand?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's definitely some core elements to it that you want to make sure and have cohesive and consistent, even if you're not exactly sure what that is just yet. Like, maybe you haven't hired somebody, or maybe you haven't quite figured it out, but you really take cues from what's already around you in your home, in your place. And I say the two anchor points really for, you know, creating a brand is your color palette. So having cohesive and consistent colors. And again, those cues are already there. They're the colors you always wear. They're, you know, trinkets that you have in your purse, or maybe it's the color of your bag or how you decorate your house. Your core colors are there. And then your fonts that go with it too. And so if, even if you have just those two pieces and start sprinkling them through the main touch points that people would find you, i.e. your social media profiles, your website, some of your opt-in pages and forms that you would have people sign up for. Like, those are the first impression things that people typically see once they find you online, right?
Yeah.
So you absolutely want to make sure that at the very least, you're honing in on a color palette, you're honing in on at least two fonts that are you use consistently, because people start to recognize, even if it's just colors that they notice, they say, oh, there's Melanie stuff, or oh, there goes Christy stuff. I recognize that anywhere. They start to connect the dots between what your content is and your message that you're portraying and that you're putting out there in relation back to you, right?
Yeah, well said. I love that. And I'm glad you're talking about brand cohesiveness, because, you know, some of us, we've been in business a while and the brand may get distorted, and some people are just getting started and they don't really know what their brand is. So let's say someone is just getting started. Like, mm-hmm. What are the things that they need to really focus in on first?
Yes. The first thing that you need to pay attention to before anything else is, as you're working with people or starting to have conversations with people, pay attention to the tasks and the requests that people are asking you, the things that they're wanting you to do for them. Do you enjoy doing them, or do you not enjoy doing them, right? Because where I'm going with that is, it allows you to fine tune who your audience is that you really love working with, because it's not really about anybody who can buy your products and services. You're really on a mission to look for those dream clients that really make you feel like you're not working at all. It's your passion, right? And you want to live in your passion. And so starting to really pay attention and allow yourself to ask questions that can be scary sometimes, because when you ask and you're empowered to ask, your audience will always tell you exactly what they want and what they need from you. But then it's your choice, as you know, to decide, do I want to go down this route, or do I want to go a different direction? So starting with giving yourself the permission to ask the questions, to fine tune who your audience is, that's number one. Number two then is going back to your color palette and your font. And so even if you're trying different things in the beginning, what I typically see people do is try this color this day and this font this day, and then switch things up tomorrow, and then next week it's something totally different. That's where you start to look like you're all over the place, like you're a hot mess. Nobody wants to be a hot mess, right? And it's okay to change your colors, but you want to have it come across like it's intentional instead of just hot mess syndrome, right? Mm. So find one, pick one, try it out for a few weeks. If you don't love it or doesn't feel super juicy, then change it. but transition into the change. Don't just kind of fire at will. And, you know, that's where the hot mess comes out. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Oh my gosh. I think I've been a hot mess a few times.
We've all been guilty of a hot mess. I'm just saying.
Yeah. Well, you know, and I think it's really understanding the intentionality behind what you're saying. You know, there's an intentionality to putting our brand out there and standing out. What else do we need to be intentional about with our brand?
We need to be intentional about how we talk about ourselves and how we talk about our clients and how we talk about our service offerings. Because what I see as far as a common mistake goes is that people interject I into it far too often. Because when, like, you know, think about going to somebody's website, number two page, typically, if you weren't directed to the about page, but the second page that is most commonly viewed is your about page. People want to know about you, but they also want to know what's in it for me, first and foremost. Do I feel like I am resonating with her? Does she get me? Has she walked through a similar path? Has she figured stuff out? Do I feel confident in the fact that she's really going to be that missing link that I need to get me from where I am to where I want to be? Even if it's not ultimately where I want to be, I've got to take that next step, and somebody needs to help me in order to do that, right? So being intentional about how we're talking about who we are and what we do to make sure that we're not talking about I, instead of, you know, taking that approach. And you have to be really intentional about that, because what you're ultimately trying to do is paint a picture for your audience so that they can see themselves here, right? You know, those cartoon characters draw, you are here. That's what you're trying to do with your words when you communicate to your audience.
Yeah. And I think that's a step, at least for my clients, many of them miss because it seems so obvious in their head, right? Mm-hmm. So really learning to kind of dig a little bit deeper and really like draw that circle around, you are here. Now you know you need what I do. It's just, are we a good fit, becomes the next logical step.
Exactly. And that, answering that question, the better you're able to describe who your audience is. So painting a picture to say, this is Jessica, this is Ashley, she is 36. She does this and that in her spare time. So it's not just about the demographics, but it's really knowing your audience on an emotional and a heart level, because that's what encourages, that's why people buy. That's why we buy things, because we're emotionally drawn to and wholeheartedly connected to something for some reason, right?
Yeah.
And so, yeah, so the more clear you are about who that person is and what it is that you offer and who you are as a person, and then kind of blend the art and the science to kind of tell the story around it, the easier it is to not feel like you're having sales conversations, but instead just having conversations with people. That's where engagement comes in. That's where people feel, you know, when you start getting comments in your social feed, like, you're reading my mind. And how did you know this? Like, this is exactly what I was talking about. I love this.
How did you get in my head?
Exactly. Like, that's ultimately where you want to be, right?
Yeah. And that's when I think the most rapport shows up, which makes people feel confident in moving forward with you.
Absolutely.
They feel gotten, they feel heard, they feel seen, they feel like you really understand what they need.
Absolutely. Who doesn't want to feel validated?
Right. Mm-hmm. I love it. Okay. So there's so many things I want to ask you, but okay. I realize I don't know your backstory. Like, I don't know what transpired that got you to be this rock star branding expert.
You know, that's interesting. And thank you for asking. I'll do the Cliff Notes version because, you know, bottom line, to summarize that story, it really found me. It's not something I intentionally set out to do. Yes, my background is in sales and advertising, marketing, but it really has been a fine-tuning process of, you know, in my early 20s, I felt like the worst job hopper out there. I'm like, oh, this is not where I'm supposed to be, or I'm just trying to find my spot, you know, and it never felt like anything was a good enough fit for me. But man, I learned some really great skill sets along the way. And I honestly have to say today, everything I used, even if it seemed like the most didn't make sense at all kind of thing, it absolutely comes into what I'm doing today. So I think, like I said, that path was intentionally set for me to find my way, but it in turn found me.
Hmm. Yeah, I guess that's kind of when you know you're doing what you are supposed to be doing.
Exactly.
It just falls into place.
Yeah. So it's been a lot of exploration, a lot of fine tuning. When I first set out my business almost 10 years ago, now I'm almost at the 10 year mark. But it really was just kind of offering anything to anybody because I didn't really know exactly what I wanted to hone in on, but I was good at a lot of different things. And I asked a ton of questions from my audience to say, how do you like this? How did it work for you? What do you not like about it? What do you feel it's missing? How can I make this better? What else do you need, you know, feel is missing to bridge the gap? And just kind of exploring with them, allowing them to kind of guide me along the way, but also at the same time, keeping note in my mind to say, oh, I love this task. And oh, that is not my favorite. I don't think I'm going to do that again. Or I need to learn how to outsource that along the way. Right.
Yes. Yep. Well, that brings up a whole can of worms there, doesn't it? Outsourcing,
yes, it does.
Delegating in order to be able to grow. But what I hear you saying is there, when you really, you know, let your brand like reveal itself to you almost is what I'm hearing you say. It's, mm-hmm. there is also a very, you really have to be honest about where your magic meets what your ideal clients want from you.
Exactly. There's definitely an art and a science to it. I think a lot of it is really just learning how to trust your gut and learning how to trust your instinct, because you know inside what makes your heart sing and what really doesn't.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. And I think too many people build businesses that don't make their heart sing, and then it feels like a job and you're like, why did I do this?
Mm-hmm. Guilty of that myself too. Yeah.
Yeah.
Find yourself all of a sudden in one place thinking, how did I get here and how can I fix this?
Yeah.
But one of the most important things to remember is to give yourself permission to not think so hard about it, not try so hard, and not lean on other people, what they've created, what seems to be working for them, you know, to really to be yourself and to just talk about things from the heart and allow your, you know, trust your gut and your own guidance to kind of, you know, carve the path and lead the way, because we really are more powerful than we give ourselves credit for. And we just need to give ourselves permission. We're so hard on ourselves. And building a brand, yes, it is hard, but too many times people overthink the process. We have to just relax a little bit and enjoy the journey of finding it, because it really is a journey. It's not a destination. You as a person learn to grow and evolve and develop, and we learn new skill sets and do different things. And over time, our likes and our interests change. Your brand is the same way. Once it's set, it's not something that stays stagnant forever. You have to allow it to grow and change and evolve at just like you do.
Mm. Yeah, I thank you for saying that, because I think sometimes people feel like they have to get things perfect.
Mm-hmm.
And there's this whole stress of like, okay, you've got to like nail it down and get your brand out there. And so it's nice to know it can evolve and that we're getting the stamp of approval from Christy Keever, branding expert here, that we can let it continue to grow with us, which is what I had to do. Because let me tell you, the brand I started with 17 or 18 years ago now is not the brand I have now. And I've had several reiterations in between.
Oh my gosh, me too. I'm working on version number 4 right now.
Me too. Actually, I think I'm on 5. I might be on 5 now.
So there it's always so much harder to do it for yourself than it is to do it for somebody else.
Oh,
right?
So true. Exactly. And I think that's why we need to surround ourselves with people who have this talent like you do. You know, we all have our superpowers. And so let the people with the superpower that you need guide you so that you, you know, you don't feel all that like, well, let me just say it this way, trying to figure it out on my own for myself, I made a lot of brand mistakes over the years. So when you can have somebody really reflect that back and take you through a process, I think it's invaluable.
Oh, absolutely. Hands down. I have not been able to survive my business without my business besties.
exactly. Mm-hmm. I love the business besties.
Mm-hmm. So they are survival, life rafts for a reason, right?
Life rafts. That's a great way to put it. Yes. I've got several of those in my life that, you know, when you're having that down day, it's nice to be able to say, okay, pep talk needed.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Speaking of pep talks and business besties, I'm actually curious, you know, there's this thing we started with about standing out and really like letting yourself have a signature style. I'm really curious how that helps us stand out as an influencer.
Yeah, well, think of it this way. So you're sitting in a huge conference or workshop, or maybe even a small classroom, it doesn't really matter. And you go with a friend who sits right next to you. So you're both listening to the same content delivered the exact same time, the exact same way on the exact same day. But when you leave the workshop or the conference, you start to compare notes. And you notice that each of you took something different away from that same experience, right? And so the same thing with building a brand and standing out, like people are going to hear, you know, well, let me take a step back because there's no new content out there really. What is new and unique is our own unique perspectives of things. And so if you're looking to create a brand that stands out, the more that you can speak from the heart in your own voice, with your own perspective, in your own way, you're going to attract and reach the audience that's right for you, even if there's a room full of people and two people sitting next to each other take away different perspectives from it. Okay.
Well said.
So your goal and your mission is to just do you in your own way with your own perspectives, because your audience will always find you if your voice is loud enough and your fear present is consistent enough.
And I think that to me is one of the, I want to say, linchpins of an influencer, is a brand that's consistent enough and that allows itself to shine.
Yes.
And I think, I don't know if this is a woman thing. It could be a man thing too. It just happens that most of my clients are women. I think sometimes we need permission to shine. Like we somehow got this message that it's not okay to shine. Mm-hmm. And that like we're not good enough, or that someone may find us out. And so we hold back a little bit.
Oh, we absolutely do. We beat ourselves up.
Yeah. Yep. Not that I'm saying that from personal experience at all.
Nope, me neither. Nope. Mm-mm. Yeah.
But really,
but yeah, you're absolutely right. It has a lot to do with the stories that we tell ourselves, because we know, I don't know exactly what the quote or the saying is, but your own worst enemy is the space that lives between your ears.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I probably butchered that, but you know what I mean.
Well, I think it was close enough. I actually got the essence of it. Yes. But I just want to dig a little bit deeper, because there's a big conversation out there about being an influencer and what that does for your business. And so, you know, we both know that your brand can really help contribute to your status, if you will, as an influencer. But why is that important to stand out as an influencer? Like, what does that do for us?
Well, it allows people to see that you are educated and knowledgeable and, you know, in a particular area of expertise. And so what it does really, I think there's a lot of us, and correct me if I'm wrong, but I think a lot of us would say that ultimately our goal is to become the expert in our field, in our specialty, right? Knowing that there's other people that are going to be in that space as well. But if people think of branding, I want them to think of me ultimately. So situations like that. But how do we do that? Well, we do that by being super consistent about how we talk about ourselves and the message that we're talking about and to whom we're speaking to. Because if we are, you know, talking about recipes one day and then clothing another day and then travel the next day and then this, that, and the other the next day, do you see how it's not cohesive and consistent? What happens then is it's really confusing to the audience to understand and identify you as the quote unquote go-to person in any one particular thing, because you're talking about everything under the sun, right? Now, it doesn't mean that you can't incorporate your personality and your personal interests into the mix. There's a strategy to it, but it has to be executed cohesively and consistently. But when it comes to standing out, if you're the person that's always taught, let's say you're a photographer, you're talking about lighting, you're talking about posing, you're talking about, you know, individual subjects and, you know, getting prepared and like every conversation you have is around photography, then the more consistently you put yourself out there, again, the louder your message becomes, it creates kind of a ripple effect. You know, when you have one tiny droplet of water that falls into the body, it does create a little bit of a ripple. But when you're talking about a waterfall, that radiates for miles, right? And so you want to create a ripple effect in your message, in your marketing, and in your presence. And you do that by being consistent and cohesive in your brand, because your brand is the foundation to everything that you do.
Yeah. I love this metaphor of the drip versus mm-hmm. the waterfall.
Mm-hmm.
It's such a great visual. And to me, it's, you know, I like using visuals to help reinforce a message. I think that's a great way to remember how your brand is standing out. You're either having a drip effect or you're having the waterfall effect. And that's great. I love it. Well
done. Thank you. Thank you.
So I just want to kind of tie this together here with how, you know, getting this brand that helps us stand out, really embracing our waterfall impact mm-hmm. and, you know, being intentional about our brand. How does this help us really understand our client, like whether or not a client is ideal for us or not?
Okay. That's a really good question. Because if you have your message and you have a specific delivery for doing so, and meaning specific delivery is just your niche. So like if you're a photographer or a coach or a designer or whatever it is, then if somebody challenges you. So let's say you're in a one-on-one conversation with somebody trying to decide if they are a potential good fit for you. Then you have to listen to the cues for, you know, are they asking a lot of questions that it doesn't feel like a natural flow of conversation, or they're challenging your process or way of which you do things, or they're asking you to do something outside of your standard, if you will. And it feels like something that it's not in alignment with what you put together as far as your package or your offering. So let me give you an example. Let's go back to the photographer scenario. Let's say you're a photographer and you receive a phone call from somebody who says maybe they want to book you for a wedding, but this wedding is 150 miles away. They don't want to pay you for travel time, or they don't want to put you up in a hotel. They want to make sure and have you send all of the photography before it's edited. And you know, it's a lot of that sounds like a lot of red flags that doesn't feel very good. And I'm not even a photographer. Right. And so you trust your gut and listen to the cues and your body language to say, yeah, this is not something that I normally do. It's, you know, usually my packages, but it's also teaching yourself how to be confident enough and know what your boundaries are, so that when somebody's trying to push up against them, you feel empowered to say, you know, it doesn't sound like we would actually be a good fit, or maybe you're needing something a little bit outside of what I offer. Here's a couple of people I would encourage you to check out, or, you know, find something else if you need to. But it really goes back to knowing yourself, knowing what, you know, the type of people you like to work with. And in the beginning, you know, don't say this is something easy to figure out from the get-go. It does take time, but every single person that you work with, make some notes along the way and after the fact to say, this is what I really liked about this person and what I didn't like so much about this person or the experience. And over time, and again, over time, maybe you have 4 to 6 people. Right there, that's enough data, if you will, to fine-tune who that perfect avatar is for you, and then continue that process along the way by you know, incorporating questions into your process, just so that you can figure out exactly where you want to be, because it does take time. I am constantly myself in a situation where about every couple of years, I notice that my clientele elevates in level of presence and authority in their branding. You know, my packages get a little bit more complicated, my process a little bit longer, but I'm able to serve my clients so much deeper. But if I tried to get out, you know, open my business out of the gate with my clientele that I'm at right now, I would have set myself up for failure. Mm-hmm. So it's just a process that you have to just pay attention to. In the beginning, be open to kind of game for whatever, but really give yourself permission once you identify this is kind of where and who the person is that I really like to work with, give yourself permission to stay in that boundary, because people will push you to say, hey, can you do this for me? Or, you know, what about that? And so give yourself the power to say, no, that's not something that I normally do. Or if you're willing to do it, say, sure, I can do that. Here's what that extra cost would look like. Are you okay with that?
Yeah. Thanks for putting that boundary around it. Cause mm-hmm. just because somebody asks for more doesn't mean you have to do it, you know, really.
Oh my goodness. Yeah. Just because you can does not mean yes. you should.
Yeah. I've noticed a huge trend with like what we might call the high achievers, you know, the superheroes who really can do everything, mm-hmm. but just because you know, like you just said, just cause you can do it doesn't mean you should be doing it. And it doesn't mean it lights you up and gives you energy and is how you want to stand out. I have some superpowers that I would really rather just put them in a box and make them go away. I'm like, I don't want to do that anymore. It does not light me up.
Exactly. We all have extra super hidden superpowers that don't need to come spotlight, and that's okay.
Yeah, exactly. I love this conversation, Christy. It's really, really powerful. And you've shed so many insights for us today. And I'm so glad we're talking about brand and bringing some resources to the community here, because I think having somebody that really gets this, and by the way, I'm going to rave on your Instagram again. You know, I will say one of my favorite things to do is when you show your, I'm going to call it something wrong, but like it's a palette dream board kind of
mood board.
Mood board. Yes. Oh yes. My God. I'm like, I love the mood boards. They were so compelling.
Thank you.
But
yeah, the mood board actually is, it kind of sets the stage for everything, because the mood board is where your passion, your personality, your style, your kind of likes all come into play to tell that story in one picture or one collage of pictures. And that determines kind of what, you know, the visuals that are created for your brand, how that's going to unfold. So I like to call it the North Star, because it really is like the legend of your map to say, go here and stay on track with this, right?
Yeah, it's great. It's so exciting when you post one. I tell you, I geek out on your Instagram.
Well, thank you so much. I'm honored.
You're welcome. But I know you have some great treasures, powerful tools and resources that come together in your Facebook group. And there's an invitation standing for our community to join you there. Yes?
Absolutely. I would love. Just kind of getting started. So it's relatively new, last couple of months, but it's called the Social Brand Society. And I make sure that every Wednesday at 10 a.m. Mountain Time, I am in there for 30 minutes teaching branding nuggets like this. Everything from how to find how to create your avatar, find your audience, what kinds of questions to ask them, how to really show up on social to create cohesion and consistency, not only in the message, but the visuals that you create as well. I share a lot of free tools and resources. I bring in guest experts as well. Love to have you on there sometime, Melanie.
I'd be honored.
Bring in their guest experts as well on different areas, all brand related and all designed to make things super clear, super easy to execute, implement, so that you can take immediate action.
I love it. Yeah. So the link will be in the show notes, but if you're looking for it on Facebook, it's called Social Brand Society, right?
Yes.
Okay, good. Yeah, so I'd highly suggest you follow Christy on Instagram, check out her stuff, go get in this group. I mean, it's so, like, said it 100 times, but it's so invaluable to really know how to message your brand, how to showcase your brand, and really, like, find the most authentic way to express who you are in your business. That's what creates this magnetic, compelling, attractive energy that people, you know, want more of. It's one of the easiest ways to stand out. And so, Christy, thanks so much for joining us today. Do you I know what I want to ask you. I'd like to wrap up with something personal. And
sure.
What do you think keeps you inspired the most? Your go-to thing to get juiced up, excited, inspired to do the work you do?
You know, honestly, what really inspires me is seeing that glimmer in somebody's eye to say, to tell themselves it is possible and I see how to make that happen. Because a lot of times people get so stuck in the how, like, I don't know how, I don't know, you know, they kind of feel like they're in a box with just these defined walls that there's no exit, there's no way out. And so what really fuels and inspires me, and this is why I love working with women, is that once you plant that seed and see the spark ignite and then watch them unleash this massive power. I love that. I love that. And even still, clients, some of the clients I've been working with for years, they'll message me or call me and say, I finally get it and watch me go. And I'm going to take off and soar. And I love it. And they do. And they absolutely do. And that's what keeps me going.
Mm, I love that. I think we can all relate to that. I think we're all, I'm going to use the word addictive. It's a very addictive energy to see someone get value and benefit from the work you do.
Oh,
and I'm
my
so
gosh.
Glad that that's
so validating and so humbling. Yes.
Yeah. Thanks for being here today.
Thank you so much for having me.
And I, again, as you're listening in, I encourage you to get in the conversation with Christy and her Facebook group. We're also going to create a little conversation in the Amplifier Success community around this. So if you're already a member of that free community, we're going to be talking about Christy and this brand conversation. So make sure that you join us there as well. All right, we'll be back again next week with another exciting episode of Amplifier Success. I am Melanie Benson, and I can't wait to hear how you take today's episode and spark some new possibilities. If you've loved this episode and you think others might too, give it a little social media love. That on the show page, there are buttons that you can share it. I'm on Twitter, Mel Coach. I'm on Facebook, Melanie Benson Strick. I'm on Instagram at Coach Melanie Benson. So thanks so much for being here. We'll be back again next week with another exciting, inspiring episode of Amplify Your Success. I'm Melanie Benson. Bye for now.